That brings us to agenda item four, which is public comment. Comments from the public. We must limit comments to the initially prepared plan. We are not able to answer questions or answer any questions. We may ask a question for clarification. We will limit comments to 5 minutes each. I have one public comment form from Mr. Kelly from the city of Rockdale, and I have a question for you, Mr. Kelly. Do you want to speak now under the public hearing, or do you want to speak during the regular meeting, which is next? Okay. Well, please come to the podium and state your name and who you represent, and we look forward to your comments.
Good morning. My name is Tim Kelty. I'm the city manager in Rockdale, Texas, and I've been in Rockdale since July of last year. And I just wanted to let you know, I recently came to my attention. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the work that's been done to this point on the plan. I know it's an incredibly important undertaking, and I think that it really goes a long way towards achieving what it set out to do. But in review of the plan, one of the concerns that jumped out at me were the population projections for the city of Rockdale. In the plan, my paper's got a little wet coming in here, excuse me. it has the city of Rockdale's population growing to 7,428 people by the year 2030, and then only growing by about 0.5% per decade for the next 50 years. And it doesn't show the city of Rockdale being in a water deficit until the year 2070, from the standpoint of what we currently have as capacity compared to what our population growth projections show us needing. There have been a number of different studies and evaluations by different organizations, population projections for the city of Rockdale. I noticed in your current report, SLR, which is a master plan community that is immediately south of Rockdale, shows tremendous growth over the next 50 years, starting in 2030 at 7,187, and growing from there to 47,000 to 77,000 to 122,000 to 100, and so on. And that is because of the fact that as a master plan community, they're planning over 30 million square foot of industrial development. They just announced about 2 months ago their first project, which is currently under construction, that is scheduled to open its doors for operations in the fourth quarter of 2026. So that's next year, the end of next year, and it'll have 1,800 new jobs. And SLR has indicated that they will not have their planned housing constructed, any of their new housing constructed by then. They are planning on 1,200 new homes in the subdivision in that development, but in their first phase. But that is not going to be built by then. But I will say, in the last couple of years, the city has seen the beginning of some historic growth as a result of the Samsung development that's currently underway 30 miles from the city. In Taylor, the city has approved its first two new residential subdivisions in nearly 50 years that include 900 new homes. And those homes started building last year. We had about 50 homes built there last year, and we're on our way to eclipse that number this year. But with Sandow Lakes Ranch Master Plan Community and the 30 million square foot of planned development, we're going to see a lot more development. They're estimating 100,000 new jobs in that area, and it is that project that they're currently building is like 5 miles from the city. And I really request that you reevaluate the population projections based on that. I did send to this board a copy of the Dr. Perryman report that was produced about 6 months ago that showed the city of Rockdale's growth projections to be about 40,000 to grow to from currently just a little under 6,000 today to more than 40,000 in the future. Our comprehensive plan had us growing to as many as 8,100 people by the year 2030, and then growing very quickly after that as well. So I think that it's going to be extremely important to have that those population projections accurately reflected in the plan, you know, so that we can have access to potential financial resources to help to accommodate that growth and meeting our future water needs. Thank you. Awesome, thank you.
Accept written comments until 5 p.m. on July 7th, 2025. Those will go into the IPP just as these orals, and they will be addressed. We have received one written comment. Is that correct? One written comment so far. So just as a reminder, you have until 5 p.m. on July 7th.